we are publishing it in draft. There is a period now of a few months in the run-up to the next general election where anybody who sits down with a particular expertise and reads these clauses that we're publishing today and says, actually, you know what, you might want to do it differently, you might want to find that there's a better way of achieving the same thing, or have you thought about this aspect, that one or the other? And you're right, you know, that's necessary in order to get the legislation right. We have done it at speed. I'm still open to suggestion of how we can do things better. I will talk to the other political parties in Scotland, I will speak to the Scottish Government, and I'll speak to organisations that work in these areas, like the Citizens Advice Bureau, for example, who deal a lot in welfare, and if they think that the law of unintended consequences is going to work here, then I'm prepared to have a sensible, mature conversation with them. That, though, is about how we bring forward changes. It's not a question of if or even what these changes are. We've been very clear on what these changes are going to be. It's about giving the Parliament more control over its own budget so that more than 50% of the money that goes to the Scottish Government in the future will come directly from Scotland.